Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Consequence Podcast Network. This is In Defense of Ska. Our mission is to document the ska scene from its traditional roots through until its emergence as a diverse global genre. The influence of ska resonates through your favorite local bands and artists in ways you might have missed. I'm your co-host, Adam D. of Omnigon and Asian Man Records band, Link 80. Joining me is your host, Aaron Carnes, renowned author of the book In Defense of Ska, which is currently available in an expanded second edition.
Today, we dive into the world of Japanese ska punk band, Hey Smith. So they've been touring quite a bit lately, including here in the U.S. So how many times have you seen them recently?
I saw them twice, once at Gilman and then again with you in Richmond with Inspector and Pantheon Rococo.
Those two shows were kind of close together too, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they were doing a bunch of touring stateside at that time.
What did you think? Or did you have an opinion about which of those shows was better?
I liked the Gilman show better. There was more their audience.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely enjoyed seeing them with a bunch of the bands from Mexico.
So Hey Smith formed in Osaka, Japan in 2006. They've gone through some member changes, but they've seemed to be on an upward trajectory. In recent years, their draw has increased. They played in more countries and they signed to a major label. They've even contributed songs to a few TV shows. So we're going to talk to their guitarist and vocalist Shu about the band's history.
And to help us, we have an old friend that will be acting as translator, Ume from Kill Lincoln.
So Hey Smith did a pretty extensive tour in the U.S. last year, right? It was like Buddha Gold Skulls, Pantheon Rococo, Suicide Machines. Was that the longest tour you've ever done in the U.S.?
So this.
Yes, it was the longest one.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the longest tour you've ever done in the U.S.? How was the tour for you guys?
もうなんか、小さい頃から夢見てたツアーっていう感じで、それが自分の一番好きなバンドたちと回れてすごく大事なものになりました。
So like it was really like important memory, you know, became important memory. Cause it's just like, you know, dreaming about like those bands, like, you know, to tour with or that. So he found something important through that tour.
How was it playing at 924 Gilman Street?
なんかすごい歴史を感じれて、音がいいってわけじゃないけど、なんか聴 気持ちに来るような音がしてて、それがすごい嬉しかった。
So, you know, the, yeah, it was, special, you know, the sound wasn't like, you know, but like he felt history, everything from that venue. So it's just amazing. Great.
Yeah. You guys have played the U.S. The first time you played the U.S. was in 2011, right? With at Fest?
Yes, yes.
How was it the first time you came to the U.S.? Was it a good experience or was it difficult?
あの時は、いい経験は間違いないけど、あの時はライブするのに必死で、なんか自分でも何をやってるのか全然理解できてなかったっていうか、間違いなく楽しかったけど、いいライブやったか悪いライブやったのか全然わからない。
So yeah, it was a good experience, but you know, like only it was not like easy to just only focus on music. So he can't tell it was like a good or bad shows, you know. But it was good experience for sure.
Is it just more recently that you've been coming back to the U.S. or have you been playing the U.S. all along?
Hmm. Hmm. 短い感覚でアメリカに行きたいなとは思ってますけど、今梅ちゃんがサポートに来てくれたとこやから、まずはバンドの演奏とかバンドのグルーヴを高めることを考えて、それができたらまたアメリカに行きたいなと思って。
So yeah, he wanna come back to the States of course soon as possible, but like you know I joined to his mid. So he wanna focus on rebuild, like his myth first. Then he wanna think of come back again to the States.
Ume, are you? I know you're playing with the band now. Have you played a show yet, or are you about to play your first show?
First show is gonna be April 2nd, mm-hmm. in Tokyo. So we are in a rehearsal studio stuff. Until then, we have like three more like rehearsal stuff.
How long are the rehearsals?
4 hours, 4時間, right, 4 hours right now.
4 hours.
Each time. Okay. Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's a lot of songs, all right? A lot of songs.
How many songs is it, Ume?
何曲?
Almost 80.
80 songs.
80 songs? Too many.
Exactly.
Is it important for the songs to sound really, really good? Is that part of why rehearsals are so long?
You know. You know. That's what it is, yes.
Well, it's not the priority of every punk band or every ska punk band to sound super good, but Hey Smith sounds really good.
Always. You know it.
What's the most important part about band practice? What do you guys spend the most time on?
やっぱり三感のアーティキュレーションが一番大事で、それのハーモニーとか、それのアーティキュレーションを常に一番大事にしてる。
Like three horns, right? It's like articulation or accent, nuance, all that. Like, you really cherish that, like harmony.、
で、めっちゃちゃんと練習したら、その後みんなで飲みに行くって感じ。
So then after we practice so hard, we're going to drink. Repeat.
Yeah, I will say that the horns sound really, really good.
Thank you.
Lots of practice. Is the most important part of Hey Smith for you the live show?
Live show. まだやっぱ自分自身が楽しむことかな。そのただ単に音楽やるだけじゃなくて、ちゃんと歌えたかとか、ちゃんと演奏できたかっていう、そういう部分をちゃんと楽しめるかどうかが一番かな。
So, he wanna enjoy the show, of course, but like, you know, how well to sing, how well perform, how well he enjoy those stuff. That's he most focused.Is it really important? Enjoy himself?
Yeah.
What do you do to make the show be as good as possible? You know, to have that energy up for the audience?
どんな感じにしたら良くなるかってこと？
お客さんのあのエネルギーとかも含め、その熱とかも含め、どういう風なことをするといいライブに。するために、いいライブにするために。
まあでも、とにかく、一生懸命やることと、なんか、たまに、うまくいかないと、もういいやってなりそうになる時もあるけど、そういう時に諦めないこと。最後の最後まで。
So, yeah, you know, sometimes it's not like great, but you know, never give up until, you know, like sometimes it don't go well, you know, all that stuff. But he don't, yeah, until the end, he don't give up.
So just perseverance.
Yeah. It feels to me like bands from Japan really put in a lot of time and effort to make themselves sound really good and put on a good show. Why is that, do you suppose?
What does it mean? Like, why Japanese bands so good, you mean?
Yeah.
Why do they put so much time into being so good?
What do we need to have the American bands do? That's what we're saying.
日本のバンドは本当に自分たちに厳しいし、お互いにあの演奏良くないとか、めっちゃ言い合うから、多分そういう文化がすごいあると思います。
Probably, yeah, he thinks, you know, the Japanese band is pretty, like, strict about themselves, even each other, like in bandmates, like a skill-wise, playing-wise. So we'll talk about it.
めちゃくちゃ言い合う、お互いに。
Yeah, we really talk about it. So that's why it's just like each, not judgment, but like checking each other pretty nicely. That's probably...Different thing from US, I guess.
あと、なんか好きなアーティストが来日、海外から来日したときに、え、このバンド全然良くないやんと思った記憶が何回もあるから、ああならんとこって頑張ってる。
So, also, when he goes, like, you know, some, like overseas band comes to Japan to play, perform, and he goes to see, and then sometimes, oh, this band is not that, you know,Great than we thought, you know. Like, he just tried not to be like that.
Okay.
Try hard.
So, Ume, what's it like practicing with Haysmith versus Kill Lincoln?
I don't want to talk about it. It's just different, you know. It's just different, I think.
All right,、sure. say no more.
Yeah.
Okay, so...Haysmith signed to a major label called Pony Canyon in 2023. Is that correct?
Yes.
How did this happen? Were you offered a deal because things were going well?
ずっと昔からメジャーとやってみたいなっていう気持ちはあって、で、それが今回アルバムを出すタイミングですごいいいタイミングで言ってくれたし、アニメの大きなタイアップを持ってきてくれて、本当にタイミングが良かったし、こう、大きなタイアップを持ってきてくれたから、ここに来てほしいっていう気持ちも感じれたし、その両方です。
So, he wanted to do, not try major label a really long time ago, and also it was good timing for their new release album.And they also brought some, like, the, is that an anime? ですよね、anime theme song, like tie up stuff they brought to him. So he felt really special for that. So it was good timing for that.
The last studio record you did was in 2020, with Asian Man Records, correct? How did that come about? Did you meet Mike Park on tour in the US? How did you end up working with Mike Park?
あ、日本で会いました。去年自分のツアーとフェスティバルに出てもらって、会えて、お礼言えて、その時の。
どういうふうにマイク・パークから出すようなことには、どういう流れで？
アメリカでリリースしたいっていうのを探してたら、今の自分の日本のカフェインボムの社長がマイク・パークのお友達と知り合い みたいな感じでやって、それで聞いてもらって、出してもらった。
それもそのまま言っちゃっていいんじゃない？うん。So, but yeah, the, Hey Smith is in a caffeine bomb, and then the owner of Friends is Mike Perks' friends also.
Oh.
So they like talk each other, and then, yeah, they got the pretty good, nice offer. That's how they met. They released through Asia Man Records, I believe.
Okay. Very cool. In 2022, you released a record, a live record called One Man Show.
Mm.
It was a live show at Tokyo Garden Theater.
Mm, mm.
That's 8,000 people?
Daitai so, yes.
It's about.
Almost.
You guys can draw 8,000 people.
Mm.
Yeah? just to clarify. You guys can play an arena in Japan and people will come.
Mm. その時はまだコロナ中やったから、暴れるとかいうのはなしで。
So, that timing was the record, the recorded, the one man show was like a, still like a pandemic time.、
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was 8,000 people, but it's not like going crazy on the audience wise. It's just still, まだ distance.
そうそうそう。
It's like still like 6 feet distance sort of thing.Is going on in 8,000 people. So,
hey, that's a lot of people. Why was it called One Man Show?
なぜ One Man Show と呼ぶのですか？
え？
でも日本はそうですもんね。
わからない。日本は一バンドでやることをワンマンショーっていう。
So in Japan, if you do the only one headliner, we call it One Man Show normally.
Oh, okay.
In general.
So no openers?
No, no openers.
Interesting, okay.
In Defense of Ska will return in a moment.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go.And I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
To give a little history, the band formed in Osaka in 2006, correct?
Mm, yes.
When you formed the band in 2006, what was your experience with ska? What was your history with ska?
So, 2006年の結成当時ぐらいのそのスカに対するそのスカってどんな感じやった？
なんだろう。もちろん、たくさん好きなバンドがいたけど、その好きなバンドみたいにならないで頑張ろうって思ってたところ。
それが、
自分もスカで活躍したいから、好きなバンドはいっぱいいたけど、その好きなバンドみたいになったら、自分のオリジナリティがなくなるって思ってたから。
So at the moment, he had so many like favorite ska band. At the moment,But he just try not be like them. Cause, you know, it's just want to keep, originality, all that. So try not be same. More try to be different. That was his focus around that time.
What was the first ska show you ever went to?
Hajimete no ska show.
And how old were you?
多分何歳で? 中学生ぐらい?
It's around junior high.
うん、
何のライブ行きました？
ゲルググのライブだと思う。
It's a ゲルググ。It's an Osaka legend band. You guys know ゲルググ, right?
Yeah.
I know them. ゲルググのライブを地元の楽器屋さんに見に行った。
It's like a local his music store. Like ゲルググ had a show at his local music store. That was his first show.
That sounds fun.
Mm. What was it about the show that made you say, like, I love this music?
なんでこの音楽好きや?
なんで? いや、もうなんか気づいた頃にはスカとかパンク聞いてて、当たり前に自分の血になってて、なんか、
考えたことないレベル
で、もちろん好きみたいな。
He never thought, of course, like, you know, just like when he realized it, he already just been in a ska and a punk scene already, and it does no more usual for him.
Yeah. There's a song, a Haysmith song called Dancing is Illegal. Something volunteer every time we roll. We have to stand up. Can you talk about that song a little bit? Because I think it has to do with growing up in Osaka, right?
So, Dancing Illegal の その曲と、な、どういう、その中の意味みたいな。
ああ、なんか、風営法で、夜中、クラブに行ってはいけない、クラブが営業してはいけないっていう時期があって、それ、おかしいやろってことで、あの曲を作って、なんで踊ることがダメなんだっていうのへの憤りで。
それを日本で、法律で。
うん、
back in the day, when they wrote that song, in Japanese law, they just, you can't go like a certain hours late night, like, the club is not open by law. So then he was just really, wondering why it'sbad thing. He just didn't like it. So, you know, that's why he wrote that Dancing Illegal.
Can you remember Haysmith's first show?
大阪のベイサイドジェニーっていうとこでのライブかな?
In Osaka, ベイサイドジェニー。It's like 2006年ですか?
多分そう。
2006?
Yeah.、
うん、
How'd it go?
いや、もうめちゃくちゃ下手くそで、
It was bad. I mean, plan-wise.
Even then,
what was so bad about it?
I was still young for show.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever.
So, even then, live video があるけど、なんかもうめっちゃ下手やし、調子乗ってる。
調子乗る。Okay. So yeah. So it's just a plain bad. Anyways, he has still like for show video, but yeah.It's, how can I say? Yeah, it's plain bad, but also, yeah.
偉そう。
He's kind of arrogant, so he feels. So.
When did you feel like Haysmith got good?
First の14っていうアルバムを出したとき、いい感じになった気がする。
When they released album called 14th around that time, he started feeling like, yeah, oh yeah, doing well.
Okay. Did you guys, so was that from lots and lots of practice and lots of shows?
やっぱり練習をめっちゃして、ライブもめっちゃ。
うん。その当時はすごくしてた。
Yeah, they did a lot.
もう毎日。
Every day practice.
Every day practice?
うん。
And, there was members changing too, right?
Mm.
The lineup kind of solidified more like around 2015.
2015年ぐらいが一番大きなメン
バーの。うん、そうです。
Yeah, okay. Going back to the present, you mentioned that your label connected you to some anime, programs. So let's talk about that. You did, Feel My Pain. My love is what counts. My face just tells my honest feelings. I can only look at you with doubt. Don't fuck it, not gonna die. Maybe not the good dream in my head. That love in me went to life. I see no beauty. This is for a show called, what was the show for? What show is that for?
Tokyo Revengers.
Feel My Pain は
Feel My Pain は
剣眼アシュラ。
So how did that work? Did they show you the show and say make a song?
あ、それどういうふうに、その、例えば、やるのって、例えばアニメを見せられて曲を書くのか。
あ、自分から見て、剣眼者の場合は、もうとにかく殴り合いみたいなアニメやったから、そういう殴り合ってる場所で流れたらいいんちゃうかなっていう感じをイメージして作った。
So he saw anime first, and he was on. And then that anime about like a lot of fighting scene, like punching each other, or that like sort of battlefield. So he just imagined that kind of sound.And a road song for it.
Fast and loud.
だから、それに向けて、リフとか、なんかズタズタとか、ブラストとか。
はい。
それで見れた。
暴力的なっていう意味で、そう、で、そういうの、that anime is kind of like a violence-y style. So, like, sounds also like a brass beat, or like those guitar riff, like phrase. It's like a little heavier, aggressive. He tried to do that way.
What about the other one, Say My Name? That was for a different show?
Tokyo Revengers. Say my name, time to do forever. Hand in hand, you are my hero and the cry.
I know we defeat everything. That song's also fast. Is similar? Is it similar reason because it's action and fighting?
まあ、それもあるし、東京リベンジャーズってエンディングテーマやってんけど、終わりにいつも衝撃的な終わりになるの。
アニメが
。で、歌から始まるっていうのはやりたくて、こうアニメが終わった瞬間に歌から始まるっていうのをやりたくて、東京リベンジャーズはそういうアイディアもあったかな。
そうと、specifically about the Tokyo Revengers. So the, like their show's ending, always like a surprising ending. So he wanted to just like a song starts from the singing, like a voice. So that was his main focus.
Having these two songs on these shows, how has that helped? Has it helped grow your audience?
やっぱりあのお客さんが増えるのにその増えていく中で、そのエンディング曲になったことも、やっぱりお客さんが増えた大きな一因
です。ああ、そうだと思います。
I think so.
知らない人が知ってくれた。
Like a lot of people who don't know Hey Smith, realize it through the anime show. That helped a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed that Say My Name was the most streamed song of theirs. I also read that you wrote Say My Name.It just came out complete. Like you heard the whole song already finished in your head.
Say My Name の曲はそのパーツパーツでやってきたのか長い時間かかったのかもう一気にこ
う。あ、もう一気にできて、あ、そう、自分の頭の中ではもうできてて、それ、うん、もう、こう、アニメ見て、で、歌で始まる曲書きたいなと思って寝て起きたらもう大体できてた。
Wow, okay. So, almost like all the parts in his head. So he just like thought like a night before, okay, I wanna write like a singing first like start song, and the next morning, it's out.
Nice.
He just wrote.
Yeah. How do you normally write songs?
どうやって曲書きます？
あ、まずは。頭の中で、もうギターも何も持たずに、頭の中で曲を描いて、それが大体できたら、ギターで弾き語りしてみて、で、ドラム、ベース、ギター、ホーンって打ち込んでいく後で。
So first he, like, you know,、the assemble in his head, like writing songs in his head, and then start like playing guitar, like without guitar, just head, and guitar and then singing.And then adding like a guitar, bass, drums, just typing it.、That's how he writes a song.
Horn section が一番後かも。
And then horn section is the last.
Okay.
You guys do a festival?、
うん、
Can you tell me a little bit about the festival?
始まった。とにかく自分の仲いいバンドでかっこいいバンドが出てて、 あんまり会ったことないけど、会ったことないバンドとかはあんま呼んでなくて。
So all he invites who he knows, like Haysmith knows. Good friends.
友達。
Yeah, I mean, good friends and then like who they know, play together. So normally they don't invite, they never played or don't know. So it's just a...
It's for friends. Yeah.
What are some of those bands they invite?
誰いっぱいいる。Maximum the Hormone とか。
Maximum the Hormone?
Shim.
Sim.
Cold Rain.
Cold Rain.
もういっぱいいる。
Suicide Machines played last year too.
Last year.
Okay.
Blue Band.
How was it for the Suicide Machines, as since they aren't a Japanese band?
いや、マジで。もう日本のオーディエンスをすごい沸かせてた。なんか、乾杯っていうだけで全員が楽しくなるパワーを J は持ってる。
So, yeah, they did really good. And then, you know, just like J said, 乾杯, then the audience going crazy, you know, just sort of, you know, energy, you know.
Yeah.
Special energy.
Yeah.
Great.
When did you start the festival?What year?
2010年ぐらいかな。
2010?
2010.
多分。
Maybe.
Okay.
Around. 最初はライブハウスでやってて。
So it started at the venue, actual venue.
で、2012か13ぐらいから野外になったかな。
So、from like 2012, like around, it became like outside venue, I mean outside festival style.
So you, and you are, you have a documentary that you just released, right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
そのメインはトロンボーンのカナスが休止するっていうことに対して、まあ、病気やったり、子供を作るとか、それにまつわって、メンバーで話し合ったりした時もあったし、それのせいで言い争いになったりとか、いうとこもあったりして、そういうバンドの葛藤みたいなとこがドキュメンタリーの大筋になってるかな。
So about like that documentary is like a main focus about the trombone player Kanasu. So she's just taking break right now, but you know, like through her like situation, she got the dystonia or all the private things. So they just like you know, focused on stuff and then you know all the conflict, like all the about the documentary about through her to the members. That was like main thing.
Very cool. So when you guys played in Richmond with Pantheon Rococo, I was somebody that was filmed.
Oh, someone.
Yeah. I don't know if I made the film, but I was filmed. I got asked a few questions.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
How was that show? With Inspector and Pantheon Rococo, how was that for Haysmith, since you guys are a little bit more punk than the other bands that played that day?
So, あの、彼らはよりはもっとパンクよりじゃないですか、Haysmith。それどういう感じでいい感じになったの？それか、あの、ジャンルが若干スカでも、ね、違うでしょう。どうだった？
でもなんか彼らのお客さんはすごい長くスカを聴いてるなーっていう印象を受けて、こっちがちょっと早い曲とか激しい曲をやってもちゃんとお客さんはついてきてくれてて、すごいなんか音楽の理解度高いなーって思った。
So they're a fan, you know, like more like a ska fans, right? But they really know well ska music, so evenHaysmith plays really fast song, but they really receive well. So like he thought, yeah, really good ska audience. They understood music more than, you know, any other. So it's good. He enjoyed it.
Love it.
So you did a lot of stuff in the US last year. You guys are doing some stuff in Japan coming up. Have you played in other countries?
他の国、
ね。他、オーストラリアとか、韓国とか、台湾とか、かな？
そう、オーストラリア、台湾、コリア。
かな？ヨーロッパ行ったことない。
Never been Europe.
Never Europe?
うん。
No Mexico or Latin America?
メキシコも中南米もない。
ないね。
Not so far.
Okay.
でもいつか行きたい。
Someday.
So you gotta go to Mexico.Does Japan love ska more than the US?
どう思います？日本の方がスカ好きだと思います。アメリカより、例えば一般的に。
一般的にはアメリカの方が根付いてると思う。
He thinks United States has more strong roots for the ska.
Think. 日本はなんかスカバンドがそんなにいない。
So in Japan right now, not so much ska band. In Japan, so it's just little.
Horn section 入ってるバンドがいない。
Like, not so much like ska band with horns.
In Japan. 普通の3人とか4人でスカっぽいやってる人はたくさんいるから。
Like three piece or four piece, like, you know, Operation Ivy style, like regular ska punk.They're around here a lot, but not much horn section do it too.
Horn section のいるバンド、アメリカの方がいっぱいいると思う。
I see.
What is there a genre that's doing really well in Japan right now? A genre of music?
今、まあ、ジャンル的に、日本でこのジャンルが今熱いよとかあったりするのって聞いてます。
日本は本当に、日本語でラブソング歌ってる人が一番有名。
Okay, so...In Japan, normally, you know, in Japanese, singing in Japanese, and then about like a love songs as a popular thing. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. So basically like R&B, but in Japanese?
It's like more J-pop too. Yeah, R&B too. Yeah.
Okay. Still big.
But, you know, Hey Smith can play in front of 8,000 people, so pretty big.
Not bad.
もっ
と大きいとこでやるつもり。
He's planning play more like a bigger show, so.
Oh, bigger shows than that?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you for listening to In Defense of Ska. To support the show, sign up for our Patreon. Intro and outro music by Slow Gherkin from the EP Lives. Additional music by Dan P. and the Bricks. Please rate and review the podcast and tell a friend. Follow at In Defense of Ska on social media. The book In Defense of Ska by Aaron Carnes is available from Clash Books. Order it online. Chris Reeves of SPI is our editor. This is your co-host, Adam Davis of Omnigon, leaving you by saying ska now more than ever. All right. A little bit different, right? Having a half the conversation in Japanese, half the conversation in English.
Yeah.
First time for that with a translator.
And, if you go back and listen to this episode, you can start to use it as a Japanese lesson.
Yeah.
You can reverse everything you've heard and go back. And so you now know how to speak Japanese, at least as it pertains to ska punk.
Duolingo? Nah. In defense of ska.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Once a month, our Patreon subscribers get a brand new bonus episode. These bonus episodes are completely different from our usual content. Here's a sample of the conversation we have waiting for you on our Patreon this month.
So over the life of the podcast, who continues to be like any white whales that you haven't gotten a chance to talk to yet, or maybe somebody that turned you down that you really wish they said yes?
I don't really get turned down so much as no replies. I honestly would still love to get anyone from No Doubt to come on the podcast. I've actually really been after Eric Stefani. That's kind of like... That's the member I'd really like because he was the one that started the band. He was the one that envisioned the band, and he was pretty much the leader of the band up until the point he quit, which was partway through Tragic Kingdom. And he was the ska guy. You know, he was all about ska. So he's a big one. Eric Andre. Why not Eric Idle? I don't know. Let's have him come on too.
To get access to this episode and all of our exclusive backer content, go sign up for our Patreon today. That's patreon.com/indefensiveska. Ska now, more than ever.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.